With snakes in the grass, the hills have eyes. Know if the hills have eyes, but they got sticks and they got hicks and they got ticks. They got fleas and they got snakes and they're all fake and they all hiss. But they won't bite, no, they'll just hide. Take her head with a hoe with a tie. Take her bat like when they sucking off and watch them cry. Yeah, love's a lie, yeah, I'm so tired of coping with the broken lonely, hanging by my lonely self. Can't afford to care, no one else on this broken lonely road through hell. Backpack in the passenger seat where my main chick used to strap a belt. Been having trouble shaking the ghost, but the supplemental income helps. I've been grinding, busting my ass, been driving 20 hours a week, I don't ever get sleep. I've been steady putting that time in, paying the cost. I love to watch me bleed on the track, to think I'm just rhyming. Out here, gotta watch my back, cause all these coyotes are wildin'. Lately, I've been packing, pray I never gotta catch a body. Couple dudes in my circle done caught bodies, wearing dead weight on the conscience. Life's a choice, near the cost you. That's a decision, and it's gonna haunt you every night when you lay down. Till you lay down inside of your coffin. I
motherfucker, bitch, motherfucker, hater. Worry for the week, yeah. Thinking about that paper. I said, motherfucker, bitch, yeah. Motherfucker, hater. Think before you speak, time to tell them later. I said, motherfucker, bitch, grinding, motherfucker, grinding, hater. Worry for the week, grinding, I'm worried about that paper. I said, motherfucker, grinding, bitch, grinding, motherfucker, grinding, hater. Think grinding, before you speak, grinding, time to tell them later.
Rawr, bitch!
Ooh, back at it again with another one.
Back at it again with the New York swing.
Every single time.
Bra. Hey, listen, if you hate on my podcast, guess who? I don't care. Guess who cares? Not me.
That was like the most second grade thing I've ever heard. You might make fun of me. Guess who doesn't care? I don't care. Yeah. And you go home and cry like a little bitch.
Listen, we got people in the house. We got plenty of empty bottles of alcohol, full bottles of alcohol, cans of dip everywhere, trash, including Sam Hicks in the house.
I'm back.
Let's America cuzzy.
Let's America cuzzy.
And we got famous co-host of the new Bad Credit Podcast Network podcast, Burma Road. We got the host, John Scruggs.
What about it?
Daddy.
Danny.
Came in to join us today.
Danny.
Dude. What's up, brother?
What's going on, man? How you been?
I've been just as, you know, good. I've been at the ocean.
Dude,
Oh, you got to talk real close into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have not talked. Like, I feel like since we started Burma Road, we speak all the time.
Yeah.
And this last week, I felt like it was going to die or something. Like, I thought the podcast, I was like, man, well, they're gonna cut my ass off like right now.
Why? Why'd you think
that? I don't know. Just because we didn't really talk.
We didn't talk this week?
Not much. But not as much as normal, right?
We talked a lot this week.
No, only when that situation was happening.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing. I want to know what y'all think about this. And this is not the type of podcast I thought this was going to be, but it's turning into just a normal conversation between three friends. I want it to be more of kind of a weird scenario. You know?
Right.
But, so as everybody may or may not know, I've been talking about it a lot on here. We started the Burma Road podcast, which just follows our high school alma mater. Does anyone know how to spell alma mater? Is it alma mater?
A-L-M-A, and then, yeah.
Is it mater or mater?
M-A-T-E-R, mater.
Oh, mater.
Alma mater, right?
Mater, okay. I always thought it was alma mater.
Yeah, me too, kind of.
There's an R on it, right?
Well, it's just like me and John didn't know how to spell Burma Road until he looked it up, because we were like, Burma Road.
I didn't know how to spell it. You didn't.
Whatever, dude. I thought it was Burma Road.
What else is new? What point are you trying to get at?
Oh, yeah.
Land the plane.
I gotta go back. Sorry.
What's funny, though, before you go on, somebody messaged me the other day and was like, I can't find Burma Road on Spotify. And I was like, what the hell you mean you can't find it? And it was like, Burma Road, B-E-R-M-A-R-O. I was like, probably because that's not how it's spelled, you ignorant.
Who was it?
I can't even remember. I can't even remember who it was.
That's funny. No, I don't even know what the point. Oh, the point was this. So this is kind of like, you know, we do the Bad Credit Sports Talk. We do Burma Road, but it all started with Bad Credit Podcast. This is the Bad Credit Podcast Network. So, can we talk about gossip about other podcasts on this one, knowing that, you know, there's not a lot of people from Burma Road probably listening to this podcast?
Logan Tomlinson does at Minute Mart. He just told
who's that? Hold on, you gotta talk into the.
Logan Tomlinson and Christian Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, I know Christian Lauderdale does. Shout out Christian Lauderdale.
Because I was just at Minute Mart. Logan was like, yeah, I listened to your podcast on Saturday. We was drinking beer, about ready to watch college football, and we put Burma Road and Bad Credit. They listened to both of them.
Shit. Shout out to those guys. Logan Tomlinson, I don't know if I know who that is. Do I know who that is? Probably not. Well, shout out anyway. They can hear it. We appreciate you listening, man. So anyway, should we had some.
What are you trying to do?
What did y'all do?
Land the plane. Listen, Steven's been on vacation. He's back. He's fresh. We got to get his mind back into the deep conspiracy fucked up mind.
So,
dude,
you know
what
happened to me on vacation? John don't even know this.
No, he tried to die.
So I went to the beach, right? Gulf Shores, Alabama, down there in the fucking redneck beach. Went down there, swam around. I did a lot of fishing. Caught some fish right off the bank, dude. I was waylaying in the water all week. Dude, I woke up at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. We're leaving on Saturday morning. Been there a week. And I try to close my hand, and it feels weird. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's weird. Why? It feels like my muscles pulled, like, in my wrist or something, so my hand won't close. But I was like, I'm too tired for this right now, so I just went to sleep. Then I woke up at like 6 a.m. and I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. My hand's all fucked up. I don't know why. Is it from fishing too much? So I turn on the light and it's swollen up, dude. It just looks like this. I was like, that's odd. Like, what could possibly cause that? And there's all these bumps on it.
Great Scott, my hand's swollen.
It's like, whatever, dude. And so we just, you know, packed everything. We were leaving. We had a bunch of complicated issues. Somebody had come with us. Car broke down. They had to go to U-Haul and get a U-Haul and tow it back. And then finally, I'm like, you know, I think I should go to the emergency room. So I go to the emergency room because I started looking up the symptoms of flesh-eating bacteria, and it matched pound for pound, like word for word. On CDC.org, not on what do they tell you not to look at?
WebMD.
Not on WebMD. I went to CDC.org, flesh-eating bacteria. They tell me everything about it, and they're like, look, these symptoms can be caused by lesser ailments, but if you've been in the ocean and you have these, you should go immediately and be checked out. So I was like, oh, shit. So I go, and I go to the emergency room, and it wasn't a big deal. I never really thought it until I got in the emergency room. And I told the lady, I was like, I think I might have flesh-eating bacteria. And she's like, I was like,
nah, bitch, for real.
You don't see
fuck
my
you
hand?
Mean? Look at it.
She's like, have you been in the ocean? We're at the beach, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Of course I've been in the fucking ocean. Idiot. But anyway, so then, like, I sit down, and then I start going, oh, God, what if they had to cut my hand off? Like, and I'm just living the reality of my hand being cut off, you know? I was freaking the fuck out. And anyway, I go back there, and they're like, let me see your hand. And they're like, okay, and then the doctor came back there, and he's like, here, take this. We're going to go ahead and give you antibiotics right now. And I was like, why, dude? And they're like, well, you know, you have cellulitis, which just means the swelling of your, you know, tissues and all that, nerves and all that. He's like, it's caused by bacteria that's contracted in the ocean. I was like, do you mean like flesh-eating bacteria? He's like, well, it's too early to tell what it is right now. He's like, but luckily you're young and your immune system's healthy. It doesn't matter what type it is. If you take this, it'll go away.
Yeah, Steven texted me and he was like, the guy said, thank God I was young and healthy. And I texted him and I was like, young and healthy, motherfucker, what are those?
Like, what are those?
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
No, but what the funny thing is,
man.
But the funny thing is, I'm the only one who got it. Everyone was in the ocean, but it was probably because I was drunk the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was drinking the whole time. So my immune system had to be lower. Or something, hey, you know? Hey, I don't know, but thank God I'm alive, you know, and all that.
Good, good.
That's not where I was going with that conversation. I don't know what I'm talking
sure
about.
I'm pretty sure it was. Pretty sure it's what we were getting at. We were just kind of getting at you almost dying this week.
I'm just saying.
Because we were talking about how, like, originally this all started because John said that we didn't talk a lot this week.
And I was going to say we did talk a lot this week.
There was a lot of talking going on, though. There was a lot of communication.
About yeah, so what are you talking about, John? Why do you think we didn't talk?
I'll tell you what it is, though. So John's kind of new to the whole podcast network type stuff that we've been doing. The past, but ever since, right before you went out of town, though, literally, I would like, so my phone's jacked up.
I gotta get
into
that cord, dude. But,
like,
bloody,
it's annoying. So my phone's messed up, so I have to turn my phone off to charge it when I hook it up. I'm used to turning my phone on and having, like, 15 messages from the three of us that I have to catch up. So I'm going back and I'm like, reading like I'm like reading like a string of tweets like here or something like that. But when obviously when you're being on vacation, like we'd still talk, but it wasn't the same amount of communication that it was. Yeah, so that makes sense.
And when it was, we were talking shit.
Well, we were just talking about drama, but
dude, I need a fucking microphone.
I know we've been talking about this.
Y'all gotta pass it. Here's the thing.
I don't need.
Yeah, I mean, no, trust me, it's annoying. It is annoying. I know. But I deal with it every time we have a guest.
We'll talk about this later. But I have another one of these that has four mic inputs, but it doesn't. It's not compatible with this computer because this computer's.
You don't even have another. No,
but if you kick the table, you'll break everything. So anyway, go check out the Burma Road podcast if you like Hartsville or whatever. What happened in the world this week, guys? Oh, you know what I learned? I'm just going to keep talking until somebody shuts me the fuck up.
Go for it.
What I learned this week, I truly learned this about myself. I've always thought I have multiple personality disorder, whatever.
Yeah, schizophrenic.
Because listen to all the shit I do. I'm an accountant, right? So I'm professional and everything during the day. But I rap. You know, look, if you like your boy's song In All Seriousness, come on, earlier, Spitting Hot Flames. You need to go to badcreditpodcast.com, click the music link, get all my music on there, and that's one different personality of me.
That's the first time I've heard that song.
Really? Yeah, that's just been...
Yeah, it was fucking dope.
I was going to say, it was okay.
No, it was. I liked it.
Well, thank you. Dude, I have probably like... I have 60 like, songs yo, on my that, computer.
Like, that's like the one of his like lower quality. He has a ton of bangers.
I have shit that no one's heard. I have like... This whole computer is full of just like... songs.
You remember when we went to Daytona that time?
Yeah. Oh, that was a wild time.
Yeah,
we got in a fight.
We did get in a fight. I always forget about that.
Yeah,
but
not with each other. We got in a group fight together.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Brianna swears to this day that you swung first on the guy.
I did.
No, you didn't.
No. Well, I did in the second round.
Yeah.
There was multiple rounds.
Because I approached the guy at the gate, which was stupid.
Well, see, I was the first one to see you. No one saw what you were doing.
Let's tell the story.
Yeah, okay.
So, we go to Daytona Beach. I'm broke. The only reason I'm along for this trip is Dylan was like, come on, dude, I got you. Come on, let's go to Daytona.
Dylan is John's brother.
Yeah, Dylan's my stepbrother, actually.
Stepbrother.
But, so, it's several of us. Anyway, we go to Daytona. We're having a good time. Steven's basically living in the casino gambling.
Yeah.
Sporty does it for 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. I literally spent one day on the beach. Every other day I was at the dog track.
Like, I didn't see Steven too much until really late at night.
And yeah.
I was still wide awake. But, so, we have a good week or whatnot. And so, the last night there, it was Sporty's birthday and Brianna's birthday or... They were close.
Yeah.
So we decided to celebrate with a VIP section.
Right. They made me take all my poker winnings and buy VIP section at a club.
So we bought VIP section at this club, and the VIP section was outside right beside, like, the public sidewalk.
Yeah, there's a road that goes out.
But our little section is, like, roped off.
Yeah, dude,
which makes
felt
me feel
awesome.
I did.
We're in this club, Sam. We had it all roped off and shit, dude. We felt like...
Well, see, I've never been one. I've never had money. I get it now. Like, when they did all that shit and brought us out, like, liquor with sparklers coming out the fucking top.
Even though, like, we paid probably, like, $100 a bottle for that vodka.
Basically. Vodka. I think one of them was Smirnoff.
Yeah, but it still looked cool, though.
Yeah, well, I felt really good about myself.
Yeah, me too.
But the previous... few days I had done other things and not drank.
Yeah.
So that last night I decided to get just slammed, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was three females on this trip with us, and at the time, turns out one is now the mother of my child.
Yeah.
But at the time I cared nothing about her.
Right. Like, that's so weird when you think about that.
Right. Other than a friend. She was a friend. Yeah, like we were friends with them or whatnot. But I didn't care for him nearly enough to get in a fist fight for him. Right?
Yeah.
So we're sitting there just like getting hyped to Florida Daytona music.
Oh, it was rap music.
Yeah. I mean, we was having a good time drinking, sparklers coming out.
Just acting wild.
You know, and everybody was looking at us like we was really somebody. Dylan Kirby had dreads.
Yeah.
And like, so they thought he was some kind of white rapper guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
We're just the entourage.
We were getting treated different. You know what I mean? So I look over And the three girls that are with us are kind of in the corner of our section, and they're dancing. Well, some drunk guy comes up to the fence on the sidewalk with this big elephant leaf. You know what I'm talking about? Like elephant ear.
Yeah, yeah, like,
you know,
bamboo.
Those big leaves. And he starts fanning them, and I'm watching him. Nobody else is paying attention. He's fanning them, and he's saying something, but I can't really understand what he's saying. Now, remember, I'm slammed at the time, and all of a sudden, I hear what he's saying. I get a little closer, and he's going, "Whores! Whores!" And he's waving them with his fan like the royalty, but at the same time, he's calling them whores. And for some reason...
I didn't see any of this.
Yeah, well, for some reason, you know, I'm like, I don't think I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these girls are good looking, you know. Maybe I can take one home if I punch this guy in the face. Well, I walk up to the fence, and he's kind of like bobbing and weaving. He can see that I'm upset, you know. He's like, "What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?" And he's bobbing in and out.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm like, "Get just a little bit closer, and I'll show you." And he slips in, and I swung. And my drunk ass, like, nicks him, like, barely even
got him.
You know what I mean? I threw a second punch.
This is when I first start looking over. I never saw anything until just now. I look over, and I see this happening.
So I nicked him again, and, like, he takes off running around the corner.
Right.
And when he does that, I'm like, "Oh, shit, here comes Spider-Man." You know what I mean? He's about to do me bad, you know, really, because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
And so I start, like, seeing where he's running. I'm like, "Where's he going?" But he runs around the corner, jumps over
the
rail
onto the couch,
onto the couch. And when he does, he kind of slips and falls. And on his way down, Steven uppercuts him right in the grill. Bow! Got him good, too.
Bow!
Well, at that point, a bouncer snatches me up. But I'm watching, like, Sporty, like, kick him in the head a little bit. Like,
everybody.
He's in our VIP section. There's no one there to save him.
Dude, it was so
funny. And we're kind of getting him. The bouncer's whooping us. But funny thing, I'm mad the rest of the night. I'm one of them just mad drunk moments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, it, like, ruined my night. I'm, like, ready to kill everybody. And when we're leaving that night, we're walking to the vehicle, and I look over, and this dude, like, bleeding on the sidewalk, laying in this girl's lap, and it was him. Yeah.
So here's what I saw on this, and sorry, Sam, you're just over there chilling, but this is what
I saw.
You
just wasn't there, is the only
reason. Yeah. But this is what I saw. So I'm like, I don't know what happened that night. I was pretty fucking drunk the whole time, but I was like, do whatever I was doing. I don't really dance or nothing, but I look over and I see John. John's left-handed, and so to me, it just looked funny to me. He was like, cut back, and he was like, "You can't see me on the podcast," but he just looked kind of funny the way he's like, it looked like he was throwing a dart or something.
It always looks funny.
It looked like he was trying to be very precise with his punch. You know, he's like, and I said, "Oh shit." But I ran over there, but it looked like the dude was scared, but he was almost being provoked to fight. And I just came over there and I said, "Do something, you little fucking pussy." And I just started screaming out the childish, like, insults ever.
Course,
I was like,
yeah.
"You fucking little pussy, what are you going to do, bitch? You stupid bitch pussy." Like, whatever I was saying. And then he's like, "Ugh!" And then he, like, ran around the corner and tried to jump onto the couch. And I ran over, too, and he was coming over. And all I just did was, like, threw an uppercut as hard as I could. But as he fell, I got tangled up in the commotion, and I fell onto the bottom of the pile, too. And so everybody's, like, diving in and punching and shit. I'm like, "Ah!" And then, like, a bouncer just grabs me, and he grabs me and he pulls me up, and he's like, "You're out of here, buddy." I was like, "No, I'm in VIP. I paid for all this shit."
Yeah, right.
As he's trying to pull me out, and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." Like, after I screamed that, he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." He literally picked me up by my shirt and set me to the side. Like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And he set me down.
My apologies.
What? Huh?
They beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. They, like, kicked him out, and we didn't get in any single trouble at all. They're like,
Jesus.
"Oh, that's fine." But, I mean,
that's
he
what
did
happens
jump
when you
the
go
fence.
To a club and pay $100-something for a $10 bottle of vodka. They're like,
"Oh, dude, I think the whole thing cost
out.
Us, I don't even remember, like $500 or not, maybe not that much, but a lot."
Wow.
But it was fun, but what did I get out of it? A funny story. And also a $300-something ticket on the way home because of Brianna.
Ooh. I thought Sporty was going to jail.
Oh, I did too. So as Brianna goes, ew, and she leaned out the window in the front seat. We're driving down the strip in Daytona at 3 a.m. 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
She's sitting her butt onto the car window on the roof like this. We're doing 40. And
getting
hype. And I was like, that looks fun, and I did it too. Woo! And they're filming us. And as they're
Dylan and them are next to us in the vehicle. Yeah. And they're like filming. They got a picture of Sporty, and he's like losing his mind hype at this rap song. Like
And then she gets in, and then I'm looking. I'm like, woo! And then I look, and I see a cop coming in where he's coming by. And as he passes, it's like, he and I make eye contact. I said, we go. And I went, ah, fuck, guys, we're getting pulled over. He didn't even turn his lights on yet, but he looked at me like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even like, it was like a disappointed, like how your dad looks at you when he's disappointed in you. And so I got into the car, and it's like, guys, we're getting pulled over. And they're like, what? I was like, that was a cop, and we definitely made eye contact. And next thing you know, things behind us. Sporty's got his shirt off, you know.
Losing his
You can
mind.
Only imagine what state he's in, you know, after partying all night. Shirt off, tits out, belly out.
Yeah, sweating.
That's what I said, Sporty, look, dude.
Pants down.
Yeah, pants down. He couldn't have looked any crazier. Pants down. But no, he gets anxiety really bad, right? So I was like, look, Sporty, dude, no matter what happens, I know, you know, if you go to jail, whatever, I'll pay for all of it. It's my fault. I'm so sorry, you know. And anyway, he ended up he was like, I'm giving you a ticket for hanging out of the window, and I'm giving you a ticket for letting him, you know. And so it ended up only being like $300-something, and I paid it all. But it was so bad. It was so scary, dude. And then we got home, and it was like 5 in the morning, and we were like, woo, did you see what we did?
So listen, not a lot of people know this about myself. So when we get back, I'm still really mad over the fist fight, only because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
So it's our last night there. I decide to go out on the beach by my lonesome and hope that one of the three girls that came with us comes out there and comforts me.
Did they though?
So look, I'm out there. No one comes, of course. So all of a sudden, a stomach pain hits me.
Did you shit in the ocean, dude?
I took a shit in the ocean.
Oh, we forgot to do the intro of the podcast, dude. You took a shit in the ocean?
Yeah, it is what it is. I definitely did.
Hold on, he wants me to pause it.
Up in this business and hope to make it last. Thank you for listening to the Back Credit Podcast. If you liked our sports page on Facebook, thank you. Tell your dad, it probably fits into our sports fan demographic. But if you think it's just dudes that listen and you're wrong, we also got some moms and pitches listening in thongs. And we also got people listening in Hong Kong. They like to hear our voice when they fold up their origami. And if you want to support us, just send us $1. I got a PayPal, here's the address, ain't that long. It's just steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. steven.angellady9@yahoo.com. If you want to support us, just send us $1. It's steven.angellady9@yahoo.com on PayPal.
You shat into the ocean?
Yeah. I'm not proud of myself.
How did you do it? What was the
technique? I got about midway between my knee and ankle deep. I hovered the water just slightly above it. But I had to be careful for waves. You know, they come in. So every time a wave come in, I kind of gave it one of them.
If you can't see, which you
can't. I know. I'm ashamed of myself. Listeners, I apologize.
Why would you be ashamed of yourself?
I don't usually. Because I should have just shit in the sand and covered it up.
No, like that's deep. Way worse. You'd have sand in your crack, bro, and in your butthole.
Yeah, but you know those waves come in pretty forcefully. There's probably like a 4-year-old kid out there playing the next day in the ocean.
Do you know how many whales have taken shits bigger than this house in there?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you think whale shit's that big?
I mean, whale shit.
I don't know.
Whale shit is as big as my car.
Have you ever heard anything about whale shit?
Look up how big is whale shit.
No, never. No, I've never heard anything about whale shit.
What are you talking about?
Like the size of whale shit? Like,
yeah. No, I'm saying a whale shit is as big as a car or a bus, so. At least. Dude, whales are the size of a fucking 18-wheeler. They're bigger than that.
Oh, you're doing it.
Size of whale shit.
Whale shit is big. Remind me to get to the point that I was trying to get to before we told any of this story. Do you know how many stories? We could do a whole separate podcast series. I don't know. Because of the beat. I don't know. Why did we go into it? He's looking up that. I wanted to say, multiple personality disorder. Rap. Somehow I started talking about rap. I was saying, look, I do have multiple personality disorder because I'm an accountant. I'm professional by day. I have a whole fucking 60 rap songs. Go to badcreditpodcast.com. Click on the music link if you want to hear your boy. I play poker. You know what I mean? I'm a sensitive lover. And I'm a fighter, but not really, because I don't really like to fight. But I'm just saying, I got a bunch of different... I'm a philosopher. I'm religious. I'm an atheist, you know? Like, it don't make sense. Anyway, but I learned there are seriously two distinct Stephen Angels. One is sober and one is drunk. When I'm drunk, I am different than when I'm sober. And I think the drunk me is like a very much nicer person than the drunk me. Because... drunk me will leave notes for sober me to remind sober me to do shit in the morning that I think of. You know, like, I'll get real drunk. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to email about that job tomorrow. I better write a note or I'll forget. But sober me never, ever leaves notes for drunk me. You know?
No, because sober you is clear-minded.
Yeah.
It has something... But
you
drunk,
would think even more so, drunk me needs notes from sober me to get by.
Yeah, but drunk you is going to do the stuff that sober you ain't got the balls to do. So, and then drunk you's like, hey, be sure to apologize for so-and-so for calling them a punk pussy.
Drunk
like,
you's not listening to sober.
Hell no. Drunk you has balls. Sober you's a...
No, what I'm trying to tell you is sober me is much more nice.
No shit. Okay, I think sober you is a lot... like sober you's meaner than like drunk me, but like but at the same time, like sober you is obviously gonna be a lot nicer than drunken you, because drunken you has no filter. Like if we were doing this podcast and you had already had like four shots of that vodka, it'd be a whole nother conversation.
I need to have another shot of this vodka.
Like it's just kind of how it goes.
You ain't supposed to drink
sober you.
Antibiotics.
Okay. Yeah, everybody does. Sober you.
They won't work.
Yeah, they always work.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. I do
it
all the time.
I do it too.
I
works.
Just gotta keep thanking them.
Come on, make sure you finish the bottle. You're good.
Why are you taking antibiotics all the time?
Finish the bottle. You're good. You know what I mean? Every time I had to take them.
That's funny. Okay, I ain't gonna drink.
Shots fired, boy. Yeah, fuck it. But I ain't gonna sit here and take this shit. Like I said, sober John ain't trying to throw fucking left-handed jabs at my man.
No.
Drunk John knocking his ass out.
Trying,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that was funny.
That goes.
Yeah, bunch of damn sober me's. I don't know. What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? I got a call today from a spam risk. I thought it was Sam Hicks.
Yeah, for NES?
But I thought it was Sam Hicks when I first read it. I almost answered it. It said spam risk.
I know y'all probably discussed this on a past episode, but Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. Have y'all discussed that?
No, but go ahead. I mean, I'm sure we probably have, but what?
Well, I just wanted to make a point. Everybody made this huge deal of Elon Musk smoking this blunt or hitting the blunt on Joe Rogan's podcast. Nobody said anything about him not inhaling it. Like, he for sure didn't inhale it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a
just wanted to make that point.
Yeah, I don't think any of his, like, stockholders or anything like the ones that really didn't want him to do it. It was just a point that he even thought about hitting it in general. They didn't care that he was drinking, like he was down in like
look,
two glasses
you can't do
of whiskey.
That, dude, you're gonna break. Stop. You're gonna make it quit recording.
Yeah, the ad will act up
if you bump the tape. Like if you, yeah, I think it's just the image. Just like old white dudes don't like marijuana, so they don't want it connected with their brand and all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I say fuck them. Guess what? I'm all for it. I haven't smoked weed since I can remember, like in recent memory, but I'm all for or doing it.
Yeah, know? I mean, I think if you're in that position and you're as big as he is, then he gives a fuck. Like,
Boy, I'll tell you, they're sure coming out with Halloween decorations real early, ain't they?
Oh, here we go with this stuff
again. If you care about Halloween on September 2nd, you can...
If there's one girl right now...
Go fuck yourself.
If there's one girl right now that has already had a pumpkin spice latte, fuck you.
Yeah, get out of here, silly bitch. Silly bitch.
I never had one either, but I know that like they keep coming out earlier and earlier every
year. Earlier. They keep coming out earlier and earlier.
Earlier, though.
Earlier and earlier.
You're a
bitch. Listen, dude.
Oh, fuck
yeah. I was going to say that,
and he called you out. Yeah, he always does.
Dude, that's what this show's about. Just silly shit from silly bitches. My new stuff, my new thing is silly bitch. That's what I'm
silly
gonna call
bitch.
People. Yeah.
I don't know.
You silly
I don't
bitch.
Know if that's
but you only can say it to dudes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Silly
it's like,
bitch.
I guess that's not gonna go off. It's not gonna go across real well.
No. Look.
some bitch makes a joke at the gas station trying to you need 20 on 12? No, it's 20 on 11, you silly bitch.
No. You have to say it to a real manly man. Like you have to say it to somebody that you think can beat your ass. That's the point. Like a big muscular bodybuilder, he's like, what, you ain't gonna eat the rest of that? Of course I am, silly bitch. You gotta emasculate him.
Well, you got it stupid, like.
You stupid.
Silly, stupid bitch.
No, nah, see, that's too insane. You want it to be just offensive enough where it's just like, for them to get mad, it makes them even more of a silly bitch. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Like, you want them to get mad about something they shouldn't get mad about. Oh, you silly bitch.
I'm gonna steal something from Walmart and be like, hey, sir, you left that on the buggy. I was trying to steal it, you silly bitch. Like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, I got a question for Sam. So if you've noticed at Walmart's now, they're checking a lot more receipts. Yeah. You notice? Do you get stopped every time?
The only time I've ever got stopped at a Walmart when I buy something is if I have something that's like too big to go in the back. Okay, so whenever I bought a Turbo Pot.
Humble brag.
A Turbo Pot. They're like a crock pot, but they cook shit faster.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So I bought one of those, and it was too big.
Yeah, it's called a microwave.
It's too big to go in a pot, obviously. Dumbass. It's too big to go in
a
bag.
Silly bitch.
Silly bitch. It's too big to go in a bag, so I put it at the bottom of the buggy, and I was leaving with all my shit. And, I mean, this dude came from... I swear to God, he was like halfway down, but with an eyeglass. I was walking out, that was it. Sir! I was like, God, it's gonna be stereotypical as fuck. Like, the guy's like,
stop that black
I was like,
dude.
You mind if I see your receipt, please? Like, he called my ass out. I'm Home Depot, never done it. Only in Walmart, only if it's something's not in the bag.
Well, see, I've noticed in the last few years, I have really long hair now, and up until recently, I had a pretty good sized beard. But I have been like,
pedophile.
Would you
I
say
mean,
prejudiced against? No. What would you say?
Pedophile. Prototyped.
Yeah. Stereotyped.
No, prototyped.
Right. So, so I went
profiled.
Profiled. That's it.
I knew it was started with a P.
Started with a P.
Well, see, I went to a Predators game. I had a leather jacket on, right? I had long hair, long Didn't beard. Care. So we're going through the security gate.
Long dank.
Dank. So I go through the security gate. Vito goes in. They stop me. Search me, you know, check and see if I got any weapons, evidently, or drugs.
Yep.
I don't know. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So I get on into the building, and I'm standing at the will call line, and there's a security guard beside the window. And I notice he's staring at me. Like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Not to mention, this has been, I better not say that. But anyways, wow. So the guy's staring at me. And I'm like, what's this guy's deal, Vito? And sure enough, he comes over and searches me.
Oh, God.
I get in, go into the building to find my seat. I got searched 3 times. All because I had a leather jacket on. I had long hair.
And a big beard.
I didn't believe in that. I didn't think you could be profiled like that. But I lived in Cookeville. The reason why I brought this up, the Walmart thing, right?
It's because
I had a black roommate. Josh Payne, love the guy, one of my best friends in the world. And he's not even a thug, you know what I mean? Like, he wears polo shirts, kind of like you. I mean, y'all dress
nice.
But
he has dreads, though.
Yeah, he does have dreads, but he dresses nice, you know what I mean? And I had never, like, truly witnessed racism other than somebody saying the N-word. But me and Josh Payne are walking down the street in Cookeville on the way to the bar. And there's these older white people that are pulling up to the red lights and stuff as we're walking. And they literally, I could hear their doors lock, click, and roll their windows up because of Josh Payne. And it bothered me.
Yeah. I mean, so, like, obviously me and Steven have been friends for, like, a long time. So, like, there's, like, a – for the whole Josh thing, like, so Steven's been around me long enough to know that it does matter because of the fact that, like, so I've always been clean cut. I've had many people that have asked me to grow my hair out, this, that, and other. I always make sure I stay clean cut. I always make sure my pants are, like, never sagging and
never
right
pants
height.
Down.
So, never pants down. I make sure that I hold myself to a certain – way so that, but if I was walking down the street and I was a 60-year-old
with
white lady and,
on, sipping
and
on
I was walking
and, juice.
And I was walking by me on the street, yeah, like I might take a couple steps over because of my size and the way it might come across. It's just kind of the way that the world is nowadays. But I don't know. It's just kind of one of those situations where you hate to see it because I know Josh. I've seen Josh and Josh. Josh is a smaller male than I am. Like, he's, like, maybe, like, a buck 50, maybe. Like, he's stock. I saw him. He's stocky. He's stocky. But, I mean, there's still, like, he doesn't carry himself in a way that somebody should be like, oh, he always has a shitting grin on his face. Yeah. Like, so there's never, like, I have, like, a resting dick face. Like, I look like I'm about to, like, I'm ready to go at all times. I'm ready to fight.
You got that lip.
Yeah, like, I always look mad. Oh, whatever. But, I mean, so, like, I guess it's just kind of one of the situations it's been at. Like, I haven't been stereotyped that much because of the fact that, like, usually in most settings, like, I don't look the part. But, I mean, it's just kind of how it is.
Well, don't you feel like it's bullshit, though, that you can't, like, grow dreads if you wanted to just because you feel like, you've always said, like, you just got done saying I've always been clean cut and I carry myself a certain way. But, like, me, the only reason I have long hair, like, I'm about ready to cut it. The only reason I have it is just because I felt like I wanted to do it. Like, there's never been a time in your life where, man, it'd be pretty cool to have some dreadlocks. You know what I mean?
I mean, well, I think if I wanted to do it, I would. If you're asking me if I think that I would be as far along as I am professionally as fast as I got there if I had dreads, I would say no.
I agree. The people at my job hate that I have a beard like this.
Yeah, I hate to have a beard like this.
This ain't even
and
that
me
long.
And Steven go out, and it looks like I'm about to shoot you, and he's going to just run up, hug you, and have a bomb on him and blow you the fuck up. Like, I can't stand it.
You do
I'm getting prejudiced against by a black guy. That's how bad it is in America right now for me.
When you're shaved, you looked half Mexican, right?
But when I'm shaved, I look
Arab as hell. I'm not going to lie.
I like it, dude, because look.
Well, I think if you kept it trimmer, you wouldn't look like it. But the fact that it's
listen,
wild like that is,
I
want to
tell
Arab.
You something. This is my plan, right?
Right.
I'm half white, half Mexican. Right now, there's
half
a
half ignorant.
That was a good one.
You silly bitch.
Oh, God. That was a good one. Here's the thing. I'm half white, half Mexican, so I'm kind of brown, but I can be white if I stay out of the sun. Now, look, real dark now. Look, there's a war in America right now. Whites against every other color.
Yeah, obviously.
Damn right.
I want to be on the winning side of this battle.
So you're just going to pick the side that's winning.
I'm playing both sides of the fence here. I can be white, but hey, you can't. If so, you want to, look, the Browns got to take me in. I got a long Arab beard. You know right now Muslims are in. I saw a story on Snapchat that said this lady was abducted by ISIS and it was still better. She still had a better time than with her white husband or some shit like that.
So if you were a rapper, which you do rap, but if you wanted to, you say the N-word? Because in inner cities, Mexicans say the N-word.
Yeah, but I don't.
And what's the Tekashi 6ix9ine, whatever he is, he says the N-word.
I wouldn't want to say that.
That's not my point.
But no, I couldn't. Here's why. I was raised in white privilege, you know?
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Well, now we're just getting real fucking meta.
No, I'm just asking, like, what's the rules of, like, because
the rules
I'm confused
are,
too.
Here's the rules. The rules.
Because you've seen some dudes that doesn't look black that are saying the N-word. Like,
I think basically I don't know. I'm not black. So maybe we should ask Sam. But Sam will say nobody should say it, probably. But here's what I would say is that if you come from an place of oppression or something, you know, you grew up in the hood, then you could probably say it and get by with it in some circles. My thing is, here's what I heard Namaya say, and I've heard other people say this too. Namaya Wilson drinks a dub podcast. He was like, you're what is it? The N-word card or something, he said. It isn't universal. So if it's issued to you by a certain group of friends, it's only valid in that circle of friends. Right. You can't take it and go to another group.
Well,
and
see,
say,
I grew up on Hay Street right there.
Sam put a dip in.
Across from Marco, and I hung out with Nelson, Marco, Sammy. We played ball in my backyard, right?
By the way, Sam hates talking about racial issues.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this. I didn't know this. But I could say the N-word as a kid, right?
Did you?
And I actually, yes. I was actually allowed to.
That's corny.
That's all I knew. That's all they were saying. But for us, for me saying it, it was like Sam brother. As weird as that is. And then there came a point to where Sammy Dunn was like, what'd you just say? And I was like,
somebody back me up here.
And that's when I realized it wasn't okay anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. It's tough because there are certain situations where I have seen certain groups of friends that hang out, like certain white guys that hang out with black guys, and they're able to kind of fit it in and it work and it not be an issue. It's just better if certain people don't risk it or go down. Sure. Once you open a rabbit hole.
For sure.
Here's the thing. Like, I never say it. Me and Sam hang out all the time. You know what I'm saying? A rap song's coming on. It's saying then where I'm like, well, I ain't going to be able to sing this. And
well, see, I was.
No, but here's what. Ahead, it makes me so uncomfortable. Like, me and Sam will be hanging out with a group of friends and like a younger, like 22-year-old dude. He's got a lot of black friends and he'll just be throwing it around and I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you saying that?
Well, what's funny?
Sam doesn't say like, don't say that or nothing, but you know Sam's like, dude, shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah.
Well, see, I was actually, do you remember Luau Louis in Nashville?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't around long, but it was like
the
craziest spot I've ever been to.
Them phone parties? Oh, yeah. I did some shit in there, boy.
Yeah. Well, see,
you can catch a
disease. I happen
just
to be
in
there. Do y'all know Jacob Brim?
Yeah.
Well, I've never hung out with him too much, but just so happens, I was in a group that he was in while we were there, and he was going through like the crowd, like slapping girls on the butt and just randomly like dancing on them. Some girls would go, some wouldn't. I was like, that dude's just got balls because I don't do that. You know what I mean? But he said it. He told me, I was like in front of him, follow him. He said, N-word, slow down. Like, you know what I mean? And when he did this huge, when I say huge, a gigantic black man heard him. And when he heard him, he grabbed Jacob Prim by the throat. Now, if y'all know Jacob Prim, he's about 5'6", 130 pounds or something. And he was holding Jacob Prim by the throat, and he wasn't really choking him, but he was going, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And I was like.
It was going to be like, listen, child.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was.
Everybody's got a plan until you get smacked in the mouth. Yeah. Like, please don't make me go there.
Yeah.
Don't make me go there. Like, I don't want to do this to you.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think it should be said at all. I'm with you guys. But let's get off.
I'm glad
Sam,
we tackled that.
Yeah,
matter.
I'm sorry. I brought that up.
And that was your social issues. Brought to you by Bad Credit. I don't know. Yeah. It's just don't go down that rabbit hole. Don't open up Pandora's box.
Speaking of Pandora's box, if you want to open something that's good, open up your phone and download the Podcoin app. Do you like the Bad Credit podcast? Well, the Podcoin app pays you to listen to this podcast and every podcast. It's the podcast player that pays. Just get the Podcoin app on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use. You can use the Podcoin that you earn to claim gift cards or donate to charity. It literally is amazing. It turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you like, just get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. I use the Podcoin app to do all my podcast listening now, and I love it. Go get it on the App Store on Android today. Seriously, just go get the Podcoin app and use the invite code bad credit. Capital B, capital C with no space. You'll get 300 PodCoin just for signing up if you use my code. That's 300 PodCoin just for signing up if you use code bad credit. Go give the PodCoin app a try today.
Get paid to listen to bad credit.
Oh, yeah, and if you listen to our podcast, you'll earn 2.5 times the points you would normally earn, because we are sponsored by PodCoin. Go to the bonus tab on there. You'll see all the little bonus podcasts on there. There's some cool ones. I found one on there called Hold My Popcorn. It's these dudes where they just review movies, and it's hilarious.
Good idea.
Like, they, I went and watched Inglourious Basterds just because, like, I've already seen it like two or three times, but they broke it down and they're funny as shit. One of them's from Nashville, but they're all over the country. They broke it down. I mean, they spent like 3 hours reviewing this movie, going deep, and they do it on all kinds of movies. It's funny and it's hilarious. Go check it out. I like it.
If you never had a chance to, like, if you go on YouTube, you should look up how all Quentin
Tarantino,
how all his movies are connected.
Yeah, awesome.
It's crazy.
What do you mean, how they're connected?
That he has something in every one of his movies that has to do with... All of his movies have something in it.
They all have something to do with Knoxville, because he's from right outside of Knoxville.
Yeah, but he has something in the movie that has to do with other movies.
Mm.
Like, they all connected somehow. But there'll be a grave of somebody that... There was a grave of somebody from, like, some... shoot. Yeah, some... They're all connected in some way. He does something, and every movie plugs it.
Dude... I've been sleeping on him. Like, when I was on vacation, I watched three of them. I watched that one, Inglourious Basterds. I watched, what's the one I told you I was about to watch?
Pulp Fiction.
And I watched Hateful Eight, dude. Yeah. Hateful Eight is a badass movie, too.
That's what I'm talking about. He has that grave sites in one of them, and Kill Bill.
And I started to watch that, but I couldn't find it.
Kill Bill's the shit, dude. It's so good. Like, Uma Thurman's such a badass in that movie, but... Quentin's a genius. Like, he does really good. I did see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It was good to me. I think Brad Pitt might have done a little bit better than Leo in that movie, just because his character is so sick.
I like how he uses all the same actors.
Yeah, he does. He does. Him and Leo are super tight.
And also, motherfucker,
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, he does a good job. He connects all the movies.
Oh, boys, I got a shit.
The scene in Pulp Fiction where Samuel Jackson is reading that Bible verse right before he casts, dude.
Yeah.
Might be the most epic thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Or the wallet scene at the end where he's like, look in there and get my wallet. He's like, which one is it? It's the one that says bad motherfucker. He's like, no, really, which one is it? The one that says bad motherfucker on it.
Motherfucker? Him and Gary Vee, the only people that use the word motherfucker.
No, him. Oh.
Here, y'all want to carry on the...
Yeah.
I got to go to the bathroom, dude.
Over in the El Capitan seat, yeah.
Sorry.
John Scruggs is producing bad credit, so if this one sounds bad, you know what happened. I saw that.
Hey, for you guys that don't know, Sam wrote a blog on our Burma Road podcast.
Dear Trosdale.
Man, how many views did it get?
It got, I think right now it's at 1,700 plus reads. It was wild. Once a year, I do one blog about Trosdale County football, and the support that the city gives when it comes to that is insane. Like, I mean, I've talked to a bunch of past players. Like, obviously, you had the interview with Chad. Like, he was one of the ones that, like, went back on it. And I hate it. Because I wanted to go back through in that blog and write like about all the Mr. Footballs we had, and he was one of them. He was from one of
he
the
was
teams.
First.
Yeah, he was from one of the teams that like obviously I couldn't find the picture for. It drove me crazy, but yeah, like that was an awesome blog. I had a blog coming out for Trosdale against Watertown, but I was trying to look up a bunch of Watertown stats. I couldn't find everything I wanted. I'm still kind of working on it. But I'm trying to, like, as they play teams, like, if I could have, like, some kind of stat line, I was going to do kind of a tell-of-the-tape type blog, right. So that to kind of come out for that. But, obviously, we'll talk about that later on a different – on the Burma Road. If you're not following the Burma Road podcast, then, like, you got to get on top of that, just kind of see what we're talking about when it comes to high school. If you like high school football, you got to get all over that. But that's – just subscribe to that and follow us. I got something that we're going to talk about on that podcast that we haven't got to yet. But that...
Dude, I hope you got some filler material.
Yeah, when you write a blog and you spent, it took me, I think I worked on it for about 4.5 to 5 hours. And I remember laying in bed and I was writing this, and I remember writing it, reviewing it, deleting it, writing it, because just because of the fact that, like, when you write about something so specific and you know that so many eyes are going to see it, it's like, it's so, like, nerve-wracking, because you're like, if over 1,000 people are going to see this, you really want to make sure that you kind of hit home whenever you put that out. The only, like, obviously last year when I wrote about, like, when I worried about the playoff game that I saw right before they went to state, that one was big. This one was more of a history lesson, and I think anybody that's been to a Trostle County football game related to that on, like, such a different level, it was kind of cool. It's probably something we should be talking about on Burma, but yeah, that was fun. The only other one that I had that was that big was probably the one that I wrote about a bunch of Oscar movies that were going to be big, and that one was big because I got to watch the Oscars. That one was big because I got to watch the Oscars and actually see how close I got on some of those predictions.
Right.
Like, so that was kind of cool. Let me tell you something, dude. The podcast game is, like, one of those things where it's been so fun because, like, I've got, like, some people now that are just now on, like, the bad credit, like, bandwagon that are trying to go back and listen to some of the beginning ones.
Right.
Like, the second episode we did, which is, like, Could You Love a Six, which we talked about, could you fall in love with a six on a 10, like, scale or whatever. Right. That one was fun. Like, just if we – part of me wants us to – I want to go get with Steven and kind of go back and – pull snippets from some of those past podcasts and kind of go back into it and kind of talk about, like, what happened on that. It's kind of like for you and Steven to, like, do all these podcasts on Burma, and then the season ends, let's say they win state, right? And then you just kind of go back and we run into one of those past teams that we already played, that you already did a podcast on, and then you talk about it at the end of the season. You're like, hey, remember in episode 3, play a snippet, like, where you are sitting there, you're like, oh man, like, so-and-so is gonna be the player to watch whenever it comes to this, and then you go back and you listen to it and see how right you were. That's, like, that's wild. I personally think that obviously we've had some episodes that, like, people that when they first start listening to it will, like, randomly hit us up and be like, hey man, like, I listened to this episode, I was dying. And that's why we had to kind of change the narrative, because I think there was a point in time where I think me and Steven were kind of like, okay, hey, like, we're going to kind of, like, pull back on how we talk about this. And I think the beginning of the year is whenever, like, we finally got to the point to where, like, we had an episode where we were like, we're not going to sugarcoat or kind of censor ourselves when we talk about certain things. And in certain situations, and depending on what it is you're talking about, like on the sports one, like, obviously I'm not gonna be like, oh, well, I'm gonna commit suicide. But even in that one per se, we've kind of, like, pulled the reins back.
We just got done talking about how the New York Giants should take Eli Manning out into a field and kill him.
No, well, the phrase was take him out the pasture and put him to sleep. You just really got it, because in certain situations you can't say that kind of stuff on, like, ESPN, you know. But
right. Well, see, when it comes to Eli, though, as bad as he is, and I think he's not very good at all, I think it'll be good for Daniel Jones to sit behind him and learn how to be a professional and learn how to be a quarterback. And, Daniel Jones has impressed me. I think he's going to be all right. And did y'all talk about Andrew Luck retiring? You did?
Yeah.
How did y'all feel about it? I want to hear your take.
Well, A, we said we hope that everybody was smart enough not to do their fantasy drafts before week 3.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah, that was a mistake anyway. But obviously in that situation, I said that I wished that it would have been something that he would have decided before the offseason, so that way that the coach would have been in that situation. I think it is tough when you're in a position where every single season you have to miss, like, five or six games because something always pops up.
Well, I think the reason he didn't tell him beforehand is I think he's had another injury.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's, I guess he, you know, it's like he said, you know, it's injury, pain, rehab. Injury, pain, rehab. Injury, pain, rehab.
Listen, I just think that it's one thing is I can tell you is I used to be the heavyweight boxing champions of the world, right? Like, more than once time I was like that. And I was in troubles and shit. Like, my whole life was just fucked up. And I was like, oh, man, like, everything's in my head's going crazy and everything like that. But then I just did the toll, you know, the DMT. Well, I did that one time. I was like, oh, my death of my ego. Just, everything's just, like, died down. I was like, I don't need all this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be myself and have fun, like, close to my family and everything. So, like, I can understand, like, look, if he wants to, like, enjoy his family time and get, you know, be a person again. Just be a person. Like, you don't understand when you just have all this fame and all this fortune and everything. It's like, you can't even just be, like, a human no more. Like, my family, they can't even be close to me and stuff. Like, and so I just feel for the poor guy. Like, just lay off of him a little bit. And just let him be just, you know, like a human, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all gotta forgive this guy. He has these fits quite often.
I'm Mike Tyson.
It's not every day that we get to have Iron Mike on the podcast, but
I appreciate being here, and that's like what you guys doing on the Bad Credit Podcast. Like, everybody, I just want to tell everybody, just go on iTunes, go to, and subscribe to these guys, and just do a 5-star comment, a 5-star rating and comment. That'll really help these boys.
Here's a question. Thanks, Mike. His question.
You're welcome, Sam.
Gronk recently did a press conference.
Gronk, too. I think, like, you know, you give that boy a break. I mean, he has lots of pain.
Yeah.
Speaking CBD. Of pain,
that's what I want to talk
Tyson
about.
Tyson Ranch.
I want to talk about. So, if you were to have an injury, you have a lot of pains, obviously, through the season. We talked about that. There's no player that plays in the NFL that doesn't have to play through pain every single season. You're getting beat up. You're getting hit. Especially being a running back, obviously you're getting hit every play. Steven talked about this earlier. I mean, if you're going through those kind of pains, why would we not let these players be in a position to where they could use CBD in a recovery place instead of getting hooked on opiates?
Phonics.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's so easy to get beat up, go to the sideline, pop a couple Vicodin, and get back out there and not act like anything's wrong. But then down the line, you feel like you need it every single game. Or you got to get shot up every single game before you play. Why would they not, like, let these players, if a doctor tells you that it's okay to, like, if they think that's the right route for you to rehab, why wouldn't they let that? Like, that should be an option.
Sam, I think it's coming soon. I do. I think in the next 2 years, CBD will be allowed.
Mike, get the fuck up. No, it's not Mike this time. We got a different
and
guy.
I think it's going to happen. And I think in the next 5 years, medical marijuana will be able to be used.
You know what I think, though? You got to get them off the field before they get injured. When they get injured, you have to get a life flight. You're like, get to the chopper now. Right. Get to the chopper. I think you should retire. It's time to retire.
You literally look like
I'm honestly worst nigga.
Yeah, we know who the fuck you are. Every time you do Arnold, it sounds like you're having a fucking stroke. It's so fucking hilarious, dude.
I'm not having a stroke.
But back to luck, dude. I think they still, at least in my mind, are the favorites to win the division.
Oh. Now here's a guy who just wants to retire.
But if you look at the pieces around, you got Jacoby Brissett, who's had plenty of experience. They have an amazing defense, have great receivers, great running back, and a great line. I think they're still – I think they're an 8-9-win team. And I'm a Titans guy to the bone, and if I think it's between the two. And it's hard to count out the Texans, man.
I mean, look, I know we've been doing all these impersonations, and I ain't trying to do another one. But there's a guy that's been a 15-time world champ that said, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. And that's Ric Flair. And I'm telling you, if Houston, it's Houston's division to lose.
Dank slanging, like, pistol toting.
So they're still the favorites.
Alligator wearing.
Now we.
Woo!
Rolex wearing, ring watching, fucking your wife while you jack off in the corner looking. Woo! But no. Anyway, no, there's a. Like, so the thing is, Houston is still like they're still the favorite. Like, we went through all the projections. They're still plus or minus, 8.5 games, 9.5 games. So, like, Houston's still favored to win the division because of the fact of all the young. You got what Deshaun Watson come back for his second season. You got the defense to surround him. You still got J.J. Watt, who's one of the top 10 players in the league. That defense is young. I do think them not re-signing Clowney hurts, but Clowney was hurt last year anyway. So it's one of those situations where, like, I don't know. I think that Houston's schedule favors them the most. I think it helps the Titans the most to try to get wild card with the issues that Indy has. Brissett's good. I don't know if he's that good.
No, that's what I'm saying. All he's got to do is be a game manager. I'm telling you, man, you got to watch these cats. But Houston, Deshaun Watson was sacked 62 times. The guy can't.
Deshaun catch a break. Watson?
Yeah.
I thought he only played three games.
Yeah, he got hurt. 62 times. Last year wasn't his rookie year. Yeah. And he got out, and then last year he got hurt too, but 62 times. But Deshaun Watson also averaged 3 seconds per pass holding the ball, which is one of the lowest in the leagues. He's holding on the ball too long because, one, he's a scrambler. He likes to make plays. Two, his pass protection is not very good. But I'm telling you right now, if the Titans give Derrick Henry the ball 20 to 25 times a game, they're going to win the division. Listen.
I don't believe it.
Listen.
Houston wins
last
the division,
year,
hands
you know,
down.
They pass down. They wanted to, at the trade deadline, they were trying to get rid of Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah.
But what in my argument, I called into 104.5 and argued with these guys. So there's a thing called hidden yards, right? So Derrick Henry, if you look early in the season, Derrick Henry was getting hit getting touched by a defensive player 4 yards in the backfield, but he was only gaining 2 yards. There's four imaginary yards that don't show up on the stat sheet and two that he gained. The guy was, I mean, they weren't blocking for him. And they all credit, he turned it on. He talked to Eddie George. No. He's always run the same. He's not going to be a full-on, just right up the middle runner. He's going to give you a move, and he's going to use his stiff arm. But you have to give that guy the ball. He's a home run hitter. He goes from 3 yards a carry, 7 yards a carry by the fourth quarter. He wears down the defense.
Here's a question. Week 16, the Titans are in a position to get in the playoffs. Who's the starting quarterback by week 16, Mariota or Tannehill?
Mariota's going to be injured by then, so Tannehill. I'll bet anybody want to do a bet right now that Tannehill's starting by week 16.
I wouldn't doubt it just because of the fact that Mariota still hasn't found a way to keep himself out of harm's way yet.
But, and everybody's on Mariota pretty hard, and I'm with you.
He's gonna break my damn shit.
I'm sorry. I don't think he's the guy to take you to the Super Bowl. I love the guy. I think he's a great dude, but
do you know
he can't stay healthy, number one. Number two,
he's gay.
He's got happy feet. He's gay. And number three, I think what's going to happen is.
Did you say number two, he's gay?
No.
Number one, he's got happy feet. Number two, he's gay. And number three.
No. You said he's gay.
I know, but I thought you just let that be number two.
No.
And then you're like, and number three.
No.
You're right.
But number three, he's had four offensive coordinators in his time already.
Yeah, they'd already fucked him up. But I'll say this.
If Stephen A. would say, though, listen, I've known Mariota all my life. We played his babies in the sandbox, and I used to change his diapers. Listen. Mariota.
So there's no point in just saying.
Mariota's great. He can't stay healthy. You want to talk about Andrew Luck retiring earlier? Like, this guy's like the next Jake Locker, just going to be disappear out of nowhere.
Dude, this is still on the topic of the Titans, but it's a little different, but it has to go with the gay thing I said earlier. You ever heard of Bussin' with the Boys? It's Taylor Lewan's podcast. He had Jalen Ramsey on there, right? And it was hilarious because they were talking about talking shit because they had that famous thing or whatever, and they were laughing about that. But then Jalen's like, "What's up is with people saying you're gay or something like that. Because his way of talking shit on the field is he'll go up to somebody and be like, "What's up, number 62? You look pretty. I'll suck your dick." And he was talking about that. He literally just goes around telling people he's going to suck their dick after the game.
Who, Jalen Ramsey or Taylor Lewan?
Taylor Lewan. He'll go, "I'm going to," like, when he's lining down in front of somebody, he's like, "Hey, boy, I'm going to suck your dick." And they're like, "What the fuck?" And then they're freaked out and they don't want to touch him for the rest of the game.
You know, it really threw him off. He reached down there and got a handful one time.
They'd but he hadn't done that. Oh, but he said, actually, I think the way it went is Taylor Lewan brought it up. And Jalen was like, "Man, I was going to ask you about that. I don't know if you know that, but there's kind of a rumor like around the league that you might be gay."
That's
He's
funny.
Like, "Yeah, I started it."
So funny, dude. I know y'all have a sports podcast, so let's not, not continue.
Well, I don't know. What, do y'all got anything else to say on this?
We haven't talked about any world events. I was kind of looking forward to that. Like, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. There's one that's going to be a long topic. I downloaded a link and everything. I showed it to Sam. Sam thought I was stupid. Talk about this gun control.
Oh, Lord.
I just want to do some stats.
I do think there has to be some type of gun control.
Okay, but just let me tell you this, right? I'm just going to say these stats and that's it. In 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, 20 million dissidents were rounded up and murdered. In 1911, Turkey established gun control. From 1915 to 1917, 1.5 million Christian Armenians were rounded up and exterminated. 1938, Germany established gun control. From 1939 to 1945,
Hitler.
13 million Jews and others were rounded up and exterminated. 1935, China established gun control. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents were rounded up and exterminated. 1964, Guatemala established gun control. From 81 to 84, 100,000 Mayan Indians were rounded up and exterminated. 1970, Uganda established gun control. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians were rounded up and exterminated. 1956, Cambodia established gun control. From 1975 to 1977, 1 million educated people were rounded up and exterminated. And that's all I'm saying is that it's a slippery slope, and once you take away the power from the people, there's no longer anything keeping them from doing whatever they want. And everyone says the argument is they already have weapons so big that if they wanted to, they could come in and whatever. But the thing is that they would still have to go through millions and millions of Americans fully armed to the teeth. And it's not that we will ever have to fight the government, but if they want to do it, they got it to do, by God. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, the thing about it is, too, you have a lot of veterans and a lot of militia people who know what the hell is going on. Like, right. So they bring those big guns and stuff, but we're going to know their movements because we have clever people. Like, I knew a guy that was in the militia, and it's pretty wild.
Militia?
That's the real thing. Look, Vice has a big thing on militia.
Well, we have the right to form a militia.
Sure. And they know the move. I know, Kyger put that. But they know the movements of all the army, like, trucks up and down the highway, and it's like they know all that stuff. But when I say gun control, I don't mean the taking away of guns. I mean take more than 30 minutes to get a background check back and sell a gun to somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
my thing is this, though. That is a slippery slope as well. And I'm not saying – here's the thing. We have to stop looking at this issue as the fact that the people on the right want to see kids get killed in school, because that's not the case. There's no person in their right mind who wants to see kids shot in schools, right? All of us want to make this problem go away. It's just do you do that? The left thinks you take all the guns away, and I truly believe that in their hearts, they don't want to see kids killed, right? But I think what they are missing is the fact that if you take away the guns from the people, and I am talking about ARs. I do believe that citizens should be able to have ARs. I believe that citizens should be able to have grenade launchers. I think we should have tanks. I think the citizens should have everything the government does, because the government is people. So you're choosing one group of people to be armed and the other group not. You're basically saying, hey, we should have the power to kill y'all. You know what I mean? I don't think that. I think everyone should have the same power. And yeah, there's fucked up people with mental problems, and that's the issue. How do you deal with that? I don't fucking know. But I don't think taking away guns from people who have never done anything wrong is the answer.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, That's what I meant.
And even by ARs. I don't think you should take ARs away from law-abiding citizens.
Well, that's what I meant by I think it should be more than a 30-minute background check into somebody.
So who decides, though? Who decides?
Like, I could go to Dick's working. Is it Dick's that quits selling guns?
Probably. You can go to, like, Ammo Nation.
Anywhere. And basically, you can get a gun within an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, how do you. Like, I feel like there could be more in-depth.
But what kind of in-depth thing can they do?
Like, I feel like if any kind of mental anything pops up, like, that shit ought to be registered. Like, that ought to be on your background.
Maybe, maybe.
But at the same time, I firmly believe in bearing arms. I think, like you said, like,
yeah.
It's going to be, that's a lot of houses to break down the front door and come and take somebody's gun. They're going to have a lot of issues doing it. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing I know is that I just know that, like, the amount of mass shooting over, like, the past, like, couple of years is just, like, it's really mind-boggling.
Have you ever looked into this? And I don't want to get into this because it's an entire another hour worth of talking.
Yeah.
But just look into this. And this is all, what's the word? Antidote, right? This is just me making up a scenario, but there are scenarios that match this. You got a messed up kid from a messed up home, right? Starts dabbling in drugs at an early age. He ain't got any kind of quality parents at home. Falls into the company of some older people in his life to introduce him to psychedelic drugs, right? He's doing LSD, doing all kinds of shit. And before long, you know, and he has mental illness. He has maybe schizophrenia. And then they're giving him LSD, and he's out of his mind. And they can keep him in a psychotic state for months, even years, and get him, you know, and now he's posting on the internet, you know, the government's after us, we need, or whatever, or fuck the world, I'm going to kill people. Like, he's just posting all shit on the internet. Well, they scoop him up, go into a school, shoot people, drop him off at the site, toss a gun at his legs and take off, call the police. And then he's standing there like, don't know what happened. And before you know it, he's arrested. If you go back and you look at any of these recent mass shootings and you listen to the interviews of people, a lot of them say there are multiple shooters. They saw multiple people with guns, dressed in black, dressed like like SWAT team. They describe that. But there's no official reports of that.
So what you're getting at is that a lot of these mass shootings are being covered up?
Yes. They're being done by groups to perpetuate.
That's a bold statement to make for these families that have people that are getting killed. That's bold.
It don't matter. The people are dead. I'm not saying they're not dead, but what I'm saying is there's a group out there who are doing these mass shootings, blaming it on kids that may or may not have had anything to do with it. They could have enticed these kids to have something to do with it. I'm touching it because I believe it's happening. Because they want to take away our guns because the goal is to disarm the people in this country.
I'm not going to go as far as to say that.
Just look into it is all I'm saying.
I believe it that that's happening. But I do think that there are a lot of questions that could be answered about things like that the government ignores, like we didn't ask it. It's kind of like 9/11, right? So there's all these questions, and there's all this videotape that they could very easily provide the public, but they don't.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's what makes me, I'm not saying like it was an inside job. What I'm saying is the government could prove that it wasn't an inside job, and
they
don't.
And they don't. Right. So they can't.
Yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is look at the Bay of Pigs when JFK was the president, and they had okayed an attack on our own base to get us to go to war. And that is a proven thing that the government has admitted.
Vietnam is a proven false flag operation to start that war.
That's what I'm saying. This is a proven technique that has been used by our military.
We pretty much sail into their territory. They're asking us to stop, right? And we keep going and keep going, basically sailing right at their ships.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they shoot us. They shoot at us. And, you know, that's even up to question.
Yeah.
Some say they didn't even shoot at us.
Right.
But, I mean, almost every single... That's like World War II. This has been going back forever. They had information that we were going to be bombed
on Pearl Harbor, and they didn't do anything.
For weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I don't know. I can't, you know, those things that you'll never know. It's kind of like the JFK thing.
Right. Yeah. But we do know that.
I mean, I definitely, if the government has an agenda and they want to get something pushed, they have every single resource available for them, sure, to make anything look like anything.
But I'm not saying it's the United States government. I'm saying it is a group of people who have organized with this goal. I'm not
just
saying
to try to get gun control.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not fucking working. What do you mean?
They're
starting a conversation. There's a hashtag. Look, pay attention to this. The first school shooting that they had,
Columbine?
No, the one in Florida. No, let's go
Parkland.
Recent. Yeah, let's go from Parkland. Like that, it was that trended on Twitter for maybe like a week. Like the kids were like doing like their little things. They were like protesting. You saw that one kid that looked like he was in like every school shooting for like years. That started, you know, and like so like that was like really big because it was like, oh shit, like that started something. Now what you may like be in the news for like maybe 24 hours and nobody gives a fuck about you, like so it's not working. I mean, if a group is doing it, we're just killing people for no reason. That's what's going on.
Well, I don't say we because it ain't.
People killing people, right, in America. Right. That's what we're doing.
Well, I don't know, man. Here's the thing.
This is America.
We're 75 minutes into this podcast, and we still got Burma Road to record.
I'm gonna make one more point. You were talking about JFK, and we know. I have this book.
I'm not saying about him dying. I'm saying about the Bay of Pigs.
Right, but
like that's 100%
talking about JFK.
Fact.
Listen to this. I have this book that a ballistics expert wrote. He went in and he was provided all of the information about the JFK assassination. The only gun in the area that fit ballistically, one that hit him in the head, fits the Secret Service agent car back on the back. So his theory was that Oswald did do it, but the guy in the back car who had the AR rose up with his gun and shot JFK in the back of the head.
I think I've heard that. Like on an accident?
Yeah.
Well.
But anyways.
That's one hell of a shot, boys. That's one hell of a shot. What the fuck? Yeah, that sound like you're about to start playing California Love. I mean, I don't know. That's a hell of a
California
shot.
Love. California knows how to party.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming along with us on this journey of bad credit.
I think we touched it all there. We touched comedy. We touched controversy.
We touched these nuts.
We're done here. Anyway.
iTunes, subscribe, 5-star rate, comment, go to PodCoin, download that app and listen to us. Send us an email at badcredit615@gmail.com. Go to badcreditpodcast.com. Check out all the links, especially the music link. Look at our blogs. Go to the Burma Road podcast link and check us out.
Let's go, baby. And as always, we'll keep bringing it. You'll keep listening. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not your everyday farm kid from the sticks with a college degree and getting numbers to fix all your problems, working like there's no tomorrow. I don't celebrate often, but I'm looking at the stars with a bad bitch that I met at Silverado's. Paper plane lit, touchdown from Colorado. Got the line, bet that, Nevada. Blow your mind how fast I overcome all my setbacks, Nirvana. 30K in my bed mattress, I play poker like God. Only God can judge me, he's the one who dealt the cards. Sinful living large, I'm just trying to eat some barge. While y'all sin and go to locks and go through Papa Bear storage. Thanks for the free piece of meat, I appreciate the thought. Even when it's from a place of hate, it's nice just to be thought of. This is a bunch of shit I just thought up, so chill out, your name ain't gonna get brought up. But if you think I'm talking to you, the number of mistakes you make should be nada. I got a bigger problem.
problems right now, like how to get back to rapping my ass off. Over time, insane Illuminati keep jacking tracks off my laptop. Crew gassing up when the blast off. New faces come when the cash come, but I know it's only gonna be a few still around if ever the cash gone. The world is so empty, money, hoes, and linens. Elbows moving, bounce that ass and tempt me. Facade a new beginning, but you don't ever get me. I'm only loving money, I'll use your ass to get it. The world is so empty, money, hoes, and linens. Elbows moving, bounce that ass and tempt me. Facade a new beginning, but you don't ever get me. I'm only loving money, I'll use your ass to get it.